Pod 98 WPG, Charlotte's plug for new hip hop and R&B. Breaking news inside the madhouse. Told y'all this morning, Butler High School is on lockdown after one student was shot. One student is in custody. Still working on more details. Did get an account from one of the students out there, courtesy of Channel 9 this morning. The student's name is Isaiah. And here's what Isaiah had to say.
I'm with a group of people. We actually went down the street because it's like they locked down the school. Some of us actually still have brothers and sisters in the school in lockdown, so we're trying to get in touch with them, but they can't use their phones currently because the school is under lockdown. Yeah, I ran through the cafeteria. There's exit doors in the cafeteria, so I ran through the cafeteria to get out the school. So that's when we all ran to the student parking lot, and everybody was like, the students were like cooperative. They was like, if you need to hop in my car, we just hop in and we're going to leave the school. So everybody was like, we took it in a handily manner, handled it the right way.
So, breaking news, Butler High School. That's what's going down this morning. Parents, if you got students at the school and you can't get in contact with them, it's because, you know, when school goes on lockdown, they can't use their phones. So just be patient. CMS as well as police are at the scene. They're working through the scene, and we're working to bring you more details as we find out more details. We do know one student was shot, rushed to the hospital, and one student is in custody this morning. And they said it happened right around 7:15. And, you know, high school 7:15 is usually the time school is getting ready to jump off and get ready to start.
That's the official start time of high schools here in Charlotte, 7:15. So we are on the phone talking to some of the admin over there at the school, some of the teachers over there at the school. But like Larry said, we know that the shooter, it was a student shooter, and he is in custody. And one person was taken to the hospital this morning.
Yeah, I just wanted to thank y'all because I've been listening, and y'all are the only radio station that seems to care. No other Charlotte station is saying anything even about it, like it's no big deal.
Well, you know, I can't speak for no other radio station. I can only speak for No Limit Larry in the Morning Madhouse. And, you know, we are born here, raised in this city. We walk in this city. We live in this city. And we visit these schools. So, you know, it is near and dear to our heart, one. And then, two, this is why we are live, and this is why we are local. And we appreciate you appreciating us this morning.
Oh, yeah. Thank you again.
Yeah. Thank you for listening, and continue to listen, because as the information comes down, we'll continue to give you the information that we have.
Oh, yeah. I definitely will. Thank you.
Thank you. Sad news, man. Parents, like I said earlier, man, parents' worst nightmare. And if you are one of the students like Isaiah who did leave the school, call us this morning. Let us know that you're okay, so we can, you know, a lot of our listeners, you know, listen to the station and probably tuned in this morning. So if you are one of the children that left the school and just want to call in and check in with your parents, let them know you're all right. We're going to put you on this morning. We know about this time we usually have Burpee Starts, but go to the way up there on there, power98fm.com. Charlotte's plug is Pod 98. If you haven't heard, breaking news inside the madhouse this morning. Butler High School is on lockdown. Scene secured. Student was shot at the school, inside the school this morning. One student shot, one in custody this morning. So if you're headed that way, you're headed in that area towards Matthews Mid Hill, towards Butler High School, just know that area is on lockdown.
All right, so we just got the CMS alert, Butler High School incident and lockdown. Butler High School is on lockdown after a student was shot on campus this morning. The single shooter has been apprehended, and the weapon is in possession of law enforcement. Law enforcement has advised that there is no further immediate danger at this time, and the initial investigation shows this to be an isolated incident. The victim has been transported for medical attention. Butler High School families are being advised through phone calls. Law enforcement officers have secured the campus, and an investigation by law enforcement continues. No persons will be allowed onto the Butler High School campus until their lockdown has been lifted by law enforcement. CMS will update on this situation, and that is coming straight from Charlotte Mecklenburg Schools. Parents are being encouraged to go to Elevation Church to link up with their children.
Any questions y'all have, or you just tuning in, you want to know what's going on, you can always hit us here inside the madhouse, because, you know, we are the plug. We are well connected with CMS. We are well connected with, you know, different schools throughout CMS. So call us if you have any questions, and we'll do our best to answer them for you this morning. But like Ms. Jessica said, Butler High School on lockdown this morning, still working through the situation. And as details emerge and come through the madhouse, we'll give them to you. 704-570-WPEG. Today, man, we got some breaking news here inside the Madhouse. Sad news all the way around, man. Butler High School on lockdown this morning. One student shot, one student in custody. The shooting took place this morning about 7:15. The campus is still on lockdown and probably will remain so for the remainder of the morning, probably till about at least noon, as police work through the scene, interview students, interview staff, and work to clear the scene. And you told them about Elevation Church, which they're now showing on the news right now.
Yeah, so parents, they're saying that you can meet up with your children over at Elevation Church. All of the entrances over at Butler High School are closed. You will not...
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Be able to get onto campus. And right now, I know that a lot of parents are very, very nervous. Right?
I have been
in a situation where I have been in the school when a gun has been on campus with a student. Right now, your student is in the safest place that they need to be, because there's so much police presence that is all over that building. They're sweeping the building and things like that. So I know that a lot of parents are very, very nervous, but right now your child is safe by being in that building because there's so much police presence there all over that building. You cannot get on campus at Butler High School. You have to link up with your children over at Elevation Church. The school is on lockdown. The shooter has been apprehended along with the weapon, and the student that was shot has been transferred to CMC Maine.
And a lot of students said that they left the campus when they heard the shot, because the students were around the situation, I understand. And they said once they heard the shot, that they left campus. So, you may be able to get in contact with your students. Parents, if you can't get in contact with your child, if they're still in the school, that's because they are not allowed to use their phones when the school goes into lockdown mode. So don't panic, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know, this is a parent's worst nightmare. Mm-hmm. You wake up, you send your child to school, you expect them to be there, expect it to be a safe haven, safe place. And for the most part, it is. But, you know, we have isolated incidents that happen like this. And like I said, this is a parent's worst nightmare.
Yeah, the Madhouse, I'm on the phone with one of the administrators at Butler High School, talking to them, trying to get more information for you. Also in conversation with CMS, the PR department. They sent me a statement. If you want to read it, I have it up on my Instagram page. Basically, just the same information that we've been delivering all morning, that the shooter has been apprehended. The student that was shot is at the hospital, and Butler High School is completely locked down, and it will remain locked down until the full investigation is over. Yeah.
And somebody called this morning and was asking, you know, about, you know, why schools don't have metal detectors. You know, some schools across the nation do. You know, here in CMS, I can't speak on to how many do and how many don't. I'm not sure if it's a, I know I've seen them at some basketball games, some football games, but as far as, you know, just metal detectors in the school, I don't think it's a CMS practice like that. And do you really want your students to go to school with a metal detector? You have to ask yourself that question. What'd you say, Bert?
Some can't afford it either. It's not that they just don't want them there, or some schools, some people may want metal detectors. Some don't want them. Some can't.
It's an ongoing debate.
Get them.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things that go into it other than metal detectors. A metal detector can it really stop a shooting? If you can look out for it more, but if someone, you just have to be, man, we have to take better care. We have to be more inclusive and give more information to these kids, man. This is crazy. This shooting just happened. Then we had the shooting over the weekend up in, where was that, Pittsburgh?
Mm-hmm. At the synagogue,
shooting in Pittsburgh, man. We've got to be more informative, more involved in these people's lives, man.
I won't say my name or what school I'm with, but I did want to speak on the metal detectors, and it's deeper than just the money. The metal detectors, the debate in the school system right now is that metal detectors enforce, like psychologically, it supports the prison to school pipeline. So whenever students enter school and they see those metal detectors and they're going through them, it really enforces the prison to school pipeline. So I think the problem that we have in this country, not just Charlotte, but in this country, the school system is everything about the school system. School system is extremely outdated. Our school system, just the way the public school system is ran, the way it's set up, it's been the same for like 150 years in this country. And we need radical changes to the way that we deliver education to put these students in a mindset where they, when they come to school, they're excited and they have support around them, just basically to take them out of the mindset where they would want to come and be violent, or where they're being bullied and they have to, they feel like they have to come and protect themselves and these things like that. At the end of the day, we need radical changes to the school system. And there are teachers in CMS that also believe this, but the pushback that we receive whenever we try to bring this up the ladder is crazy.
You know, just a couple of years ago, CMS enforced the door lock, where you have to be buzzed the schools and things like that. And I know that people have been sort of shying away from the idea of having metal detectors in schools because of the image that will come along with having metal detectors in the school. We're going to figure out something, because we've been dealing with school shootings now for so long that people are becoming numb to them. This is breaking news right now, but by the end of the day, people that haven't been affected by it, they aren't at Butler High School, they would have forgotten about this and we'll just be moving on to the next one. Whereas when it first happened, my first one that I really remember was Columbine.
Mm-hmm.
We lived that for months because it was so shocking.
Right.
We've just become numb to school shootings, and that's not right.
Well, going to the barbershop, I go to the barbershop with a lot of high school students that go to my barbershop, and they talk about, the presence of guns in their schools and how they see or they hear about them on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And we always tell them, man, you see something, say something. It's not a snitch. It's about being safe, because at the end of the day, you don't want to be on either side of a gun.
Right. If that
especially not at school.
If it goes off, you never know what could happen, man.
We got more details on this Butler shooting this morning inside the Madhouse. You want to call us up, 570-WPEG. We are Charlotte's Plug. It's Pi 98.